and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. Three con men in $1 million US syndicate. PF dismisses reported copper board defections as false and misleading. UN Human Rights Chief calls on US to conclude probe into Iran school strike.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested and formally charged three conmen in connection with a sophisticated $1 million fraud scheme, US dollars. The suspect, Jeff Mwape, 30, Chiwaya Lumai, 34, and Wilson Mokuka, 35, were apprehended through the Lusaka Provisional Anti-Money Laundering Investigation Unit. The three face multiple charges, including theft, obtaining money by false pretenses, and money laundering contrary to the Penal Code and the Prohibition and Prevention of Money Laundering Act. According to DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba, Jeff Mwape, acting as director of Electus Capital Zambia Limited, allegedly conspired with Lumai and others to steal $1 million US dollars between 21st and 26th of January 2026. Mr. Tamba says that the stolen funds are intended for the purchase of critical mining equipment, including a Toyota Land Cruiser, or an excavator, two tipper trucks, a water pump, an extractor, and a generator for a joint venture with a traditional leader and the mining company. Instead, he says that the suspects allegedly concealed the origin and the nature of the money through money laundering activities. Additionally, Lumai, and Mukuka were accused of defrauding another Electus Capital director, 900,000 kwacha and 4,900 US dollars. They allegedly claimed the funds were for paperwork to process a shipment of 5 kilograms of gold, which later proved to be a brass following tests by the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, through the Lusaka Provincial Anti-Money Laundering Investigation Unit, has formally charged and arrested three persons identified as Jeff Mwape, male age 30, Chiwaya Lumai, male age 34, and Wilson Mukuka, male age 35. The arrest is in connection with offences of theft and theft by director, contrary to sections 272 and 279 of the Penal Code Act, Chapter 87 of the Laws of the Republic of Zambia, obtaining money by false pretences, contrary to section 309 of the Penal Code Act, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia, and money laundering, contrary to section 7 of the Prohibition and Prevention of Money Laundering Act, Number 14 of 2001, as amended by Act Number 44 of 2010 of the Laws of the Republic.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, says in Porokoso Member of Parliament Brian Mundubile was summoned for questioning over contracts worth 1.5 billion kwacha awarded to companies linked to him. In a press statement issued, ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilofya Chisanga, says that the Commission recorded a warning and caution statement from Mr. Mundubile regarding road construction contracts in four provinces. Mr. Chisanga says that the contracts were awarded between 2014 and 2020. She said investigations were ongoing and further details cannot be disclosed at this moment.
That he has an interest in. So, road construction contracts were awarded to him to do with roads in Northern Province, Eastern Province, Western Province, and Central Province. The value for the contract was over 1.5 billion kwacha.
The Patriotic Front PF has disclosed reports of defections involving its members, including five mayors and hundreds of thousands of supporters, as false and misleading. PF Deputy Secretary General Celestine Mukandila says that the claims are a scheme by the ruling United Party for National Development to portray popularity on the Copper Belt. Mr. Mukandila says that the PF does not recognize the alleged defections and maintains that its support base remains intact. He has further alleged that the reported defections are politically motivated. Mr. Mukandila also claimed that some of the individuals said to have defected acting in their own interests.
All those defections they're talking about are fake, they're fictitious, and realistically speaking,
the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, says that the ICT sector recorded significant growth in 2025. According to the 2025 ICT and Postal Sector Market Performance Report, mobile subscriptions increased by 13.1%, rising from 23.2 million in 2024 to 26.2 million in 2025. Internet subscriptions also grew by 10.1%, reaching 14.7 million, reflecting increased demand for digital services. Zikta Corporate Communications Manager Anfo Chala says that the growth has been driven by continued investment in infrastructure, increased use of digital platforms, and improved affordability of ICT services. The report has further showed that the total voice traffic rose by 3.6%, while mobile network capacity and infrastructure, including towers and 5G sites, also expanded. Revenue in the mobile network sector increased by 13.9%, reaching over 13 billion kwacha. Meanwhile, Mr. Chaba notes that key regulatory developments, including the introduction of new ICT licensing framework and the launch of the National Child Online Protection Strategy. Mr. Chaba says that looking ahead, the authority projects that mobile subscription will reach 27.8 million by 2026, supported by continued infrastructure expansion and digital transformation initiatives. In our business news this evening, animal feeds prices on the market have declined following most feed companies reducing their prices by at least 20%, according to agriculture expert Jerry Serundale. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Rundale attributed the price drop to several factors, including the appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar and increased availability of maize on the market after farmers released stocks they had been holding. He also notes that more farmers are now producing their own feed, while the price of soy cake, usually charged in dollars, has also fallen. Mr. Rundale explained that the broiler feed, which was selling at 795 kwacha in December 2025, has now dropped to 700 kwacha. He adds that the price of grower feed has reduced from 680 kwacha to 600 kwacha, while finisher feed has fallen from 650 kwacha to 580. Layer smash, which was previously selling at 575 kwacha, has now been reduced to 550, and Mr. Runda expects the lower feed prices to remain stable over the next few months, a development likely to ease production costs for poultry farmers.
So number one is there are a lot of feed companies that have come on board, small, medium to big. Then there's also an issue of on feed formulation. But the major thing that we need to appreciate is also the maize that we had last season as a country. Yeah, so we are also expecting a good holding this year. So those who are holding on to the maize, say for last season, they are also offloading. Same as the soya. So all these prices are coming down. Then if you look at the soya, most crushers will price their prices in dollars. Then the dollar has come down by appreciation of the kwacha. So all these are the factors that have led to the reduction that we are seeing currently.
We'll take a break. We do have more news after that.
A Bank of Zambia afuna kukumbusa anthu onse mdziko lino kuti nthawi yomwe anayika yogwisa ntchito ndalama zatsopano zakale pamodzi izatha pa 31 March chaka chino cha 2026. Mwanji, anthu onse mukukumbusidwa kuti ino ndiyo nthawi yosinthiratu ndalama zakale ngati mkali nazo tsiku la pa 31 March chaka chino cha 2026 ikalibe kutsama. Kuyamba pa tsiku la pa 1 April 2026, ndalama zakale zizasiya kugwira ntchito, kapena kuti zizatha kugwira ntchito ndipo sizaloledwa kulipirira chinthu china chilichonse. Osayembekeza kufikira nthawi ya potela, nthawi ndi ino. Pitani ku banki iliyonse kapena kuti commercial bank, kapenanso ku Natsafe branch kuti mukasinthise ndalama zanu zakale. Kusintha kwa ulere simzalipira ayi.
Now, international news.
The UN's human rights chief has urged the US to conclude its investigation and publish its findings into a deadly strike on an Iranian primary school that happened on the first day of the war last month. The bombing evoked a visceral horror, Volker Turk said at an urgent UN Human Rights Council debate, adding that there must be justice for the terrible harm done. The attack on Shajare Tayebe School consisted of two missile strikes in a quick succession that killed at least 168 people, including about 110 children, Iranian officials have said. U.S. media have reported that American military investigators believe its own forces were likely responsible for hitting the school unintentionally. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth previously said the matter was